repeat that.
The vegetable that makes you cry when you cut it.
Oh, on.
And if a coat isn't old, then it might be brand
new.
And sometimes wool can make your skin
itch.
And a person who doesn't like to spend his money can be called a close person or a
standard person.
And 60 minutes make up one
hour.
And if a book belongs to him, it's his book. It belongs to us. It's
our book.
And at night, close your eyes and go to
sleep.
And 100 years ago, black people who were not free were called
slaves.
And a furry animal with a cotton tail that hops is a
rabbit.
And a person can go squirrel hunting with a 22
rifle.
And instead of having potatoes for supper, a person could have a fluffy white grain that you can put gravy on.
Right.
Okay. And on my wrist, I'm wearing a
what?
And the insects that build big nests and they sting. They look kind of like a hornet.
Build nests?
Yeah, they build great big nests. Sometimes out of papery stuff.
It's not a bee, is it?
Something bigger than a bee. A lot like a hornet.
Waltz?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the season of the year that comes after winter is
spring.
And if you're thirsty, you can go to the kitchen and get a drink of
water.
And after supper, somebody has to wipe the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
And to get the soap off, you have to
cool.
Oh, to get the soap off of the dishes, you have to
rinse them.
And on your hair, you can use a comb or a
brush.
And if a child is sick, his mother can get a thermometer and take his
temperature.
Okay. And for the next few, we just want to see the intonation patterns people use. So would you just count to 20?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, and after 99, so
100.
And after 9, have you
99,000. And what's your 3 days of the week? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday. And the month of the year? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and this on top of my head is?
Hair.
And this part of the face?
Forehead.
And this? And which one?
You mean right or left?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, if it's this way,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, what we want you to do here is just say right eye and left eye, the two words together.
Right eye, left eye. Right ear, left ear. Nose, mouth.
And a baby could have just one?
Tooth.
And we all have many?
Teeth.
Okay, and? Oh, the things that the teeth rest in are the
gum, chin,
or the hole,
head, throat,
okay, and
neck.
Okay. Have you ever heard this part that sticks out and calls it something?
Well, I have. Let me see now. Some people say you goozle, and I don't know. That's all about it. That's about all.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
part? Shoulder.
And
finger. Thumb.
And four.
Finger.
And one.
Hand.
And two.
Two hands. Mm-hmm. Palm. Wrist. Elbow. Arm.
And the front of the body, the man's body.
The man's body.
Okay.
Chest.
And this one.
Abdomen
or
stomach,
the whole
thigh, leg, knee, leg,
or how about just the back muscle,
calf,
okay, and the bone in front.
Well, I never knew the name for that.
She kicked him in the shin or shank. Or?
Shin, I guess.
Okay. And that was the
ankle.
And a boy could hop on this one.
Foot.
And we all walk on two.
Feet.
Okay. When you tell them time, you can either say it's 4:45 or it's something about
15 minutes to burn.
Okay. And when a carpenter saws a board, he often needs a support that looks sort of like that he rests the board on. Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you want to saw a log, you have to have another kind of support that's made out of two X's, and you just rest the board or the log in between. Have you heard a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you want to take a baby for a ride, or push it for a ride, you can put him in a
carriage.
Okay. And if you have him in the carriage, you can say that you're going to rock the baby.
Rock the baby.
Okay. Or if you're going to take it out for a ride or for a walk, you can
push.
And if you have a field like this, and you're standing here and you want to go here, instead of going the long way, you can go the short way, and that's called
a cross.
Okay. Do you ever use the term catty-corner for going like that?
No, I don't.
If two streets cross like that, and you have a house here and a house here, how would you say these streets are related to one another? They're what from each other?
Not across from each other.
Okay, and how about these houses?
And I would say kind of catacomb.
Okay, that's the way catacomb is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, those are the